This is Healthy Children with Melanie Cole and expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics on Radio MD.
If your child plays a sport and they're particularly good at that sport, is that the only sport that they play, and do they train for it all year round? Because so many parents today feel that if their child has talent in one sport, that's the one. They get them a trainer for it. They work on it all year. You know, the child themselves gets very intense about it, and they have visions of professional sports or high school, collegiate, you know, but maybe sports specialization is not the best thing for your all-around health and fitness for your children. My guest is Dr. Joel Brenner. He's the medical director of the Children's Hospital of the King's Daughters Sports Medicine and Adolescent Medicine Programs. Welcome to the show, Dr. Brenner. So tell us a little bit about sports specialization and why this is such a phenomenon right now with parents, you know, pushing their kids and kids pushing themselves.
Well, Melanie, sports specialization is defined when an athlete just focuses on one sport, and usually it's at the exclusion of any other sport, and they do that year-round. We definitely have seen an increase in specialization, and we've seen it earlier. It's really been a shift from back 10, 20 years ago when it was really the athlete that was the driving force, along with just wanting to play multiple sports throughout the school year and just having fun, where it's more become coach and parent-driven, and just a change in the culture where they feel like they need to play year-round, play one sport earlier. And so it's caused, I think, a lot of problems both psychologically and physically.
I think so, too. And also, we're seeing more chronic injuries, you know, chronic overuse injuries in kids that, and I just recently, Dr. Brenner, my son, I said before, is in gymnastics. He's new to this and he's loving it, but he keeps doing this muscle up and every day and all the time. And I'm an exercise physiologist. I'm like, Clayton, stop it. You have got to get out there and run. Go take a walk. Go ride your bicycle. You know, he can't continually, because then he starts to feel pains in places that it's just a little too much of this now. So speak about the importance of parents cross-training, you know, their kids, making sure they get involved in many different activities. And also, Dr. Brenner, cover a little bit about that, what can I call it, that sort of myth that parents have that their child is going to go on to be the next Mia Hamm, or, you know what I mean?
Right. Well, you know, we definitely have seen more and more research coming out that for those who succeed, who go on and participate in college and professional level and Olympic level, they are the ones who have actually played multiple sports up through high school oftentimes. Just over the past couple of days, it came out after the U.S. women's soccer team won the World Cup that most of them played multiple sports and didn't focus on soccer until either late high school or even beyond, and it felt like they made them better. In the most recent NFL Combine, almost 90% of those athletes actually played multiple sports in high school. So it's being shown time and time again that when you play multiple sports, you learn skills that can then transfer over to your other sport. It also can lead to less burnout, which is important, since the main goal for sports for young athletes should be to have fun and to learn lifelong physical activity skills, since most athletes are not going to become professional athletes. You know, when people are doing a single sport and investing not only a lot of time but a lot of money, the numbers really don't pan out. Only about 1% of high school athletes actually receive an athletic scholarship, and most of those are not a full scholarship. And less than 0.5% of high school athletes ever become professional. So it's been shown that if you're doing this to get a college scholarship, it's really more cost effective to save your money, invest it, and just let your athlete and your child do what they really enjoy, and if hopefully multiple sports.
Well, it is so important that you pointed out that it should be fun. It should be, you know, fitness and help them get into shape. They should enjoy it. And that burnout is definitely something that I've seen kids, and some of the sports specifically that kids do this are like tennis. You know, you see a lot of tennis players where the parents are pushing them hard, and they play it all year round, indoors in the winter and out in the summer. So, and baseball, I know now they're even, you know, limiting pitching and throwing and, you know, how, so kids, and in Florida, kids play baseball all year round. So it's so important that you point out that it has to be fun for the burnout factor of that. And what about, how can parents get their kids involved if it's the kids themselves that have that drive?
Well, I think almost every sport nowadays, they can do it year-round. I'm in Virginia, and we see year-round baseball, year-round pretty much every sport, really. And so I think it's important that the family, both the parent and the athlete, look at their year-long schedule and to make sure that they know that they're having enough time off so that they don't burn out, because there's definitely pressure sometimes from coaches and from other factors where they feel like if they're not playing year-round, if they're not playing on the school team and the travel team, they're not going to be on the school team, they're not going to be competitive. And really the recommendations so far that are out there are to make sure that you have at least 1 or 2 days off per week from your sport. And that's really important so that both physically and mentally you can recover. And at least 2 to 3 months off throughout the year, and it can be broken up a month here, a month there, again, so that that time off should be from your particular sport. But you can still be doing cross-training, other activities, or just going out and having fun like a 12-year-old should, just doing just unorganized activities. And really, that's going to truly make them a better athlete. They're going to be refreshed mentally. Their muscles are going to be refreshed and strengthened. Really, the family needs to take control of their schedule.
Absolutely. Do you have some advice about sports that possibly go together that wouldn't over-specialize or use the same muscle groups?
Well, you know, if you look at some of the running sports, such as soccer and cross country, and then maybe you can mix that in with something like swimming. So really the big thing is for each family and each athlete to look at what do they enjoy, and then see if they're not using the different muscle groups. But really it's what they enjoy that's the most important thing.
It certainly is. And, you know, there are just some sports that lend themselves more to injury. So those certainly would be the ones that we, you know, you just wouldn't want to over-specialize, even, you know, something like football, because these kind of sports, you strength train for them. You know, you want to add in that flexibility. So just give us your best advice in this last minute for parents who are feeling like their child is extra special talented in one particular sport, and how important it is to get them out cross-training, having fun, and just getting fit all around.
Well, I would recommend that you encourage your child to continue to be active and participate in that sport, and then find other sports that will help contribute to that. So whether it's doing football along with cross-country running or track, or actually adding in other things such as yoga or Pilates, things that where they're getting additional benefits. Again, looking at their long-term health and what they're going to be able to do beyond high school and beyond college.
That's so important, and that's why golf is a great sport for kids, too. They can take up golf and play it well into their 90s. So parents, pay attention to the specialization of your child's sport. Get them out there. Get them having fun. Don't let them burn out of a particular sport. Let them cross-train and try some other things. They can try a bunch of different sports, as long as they're fit and active. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. Thanks for listening, and stay well.